From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. We'll have the global perspective on business and economics in just a moment. But first, some newspapers this morning have an early look at a treasure trove of new data about where the money flows in the system to get health care to older and disabled Americans, Medicare. One headline, a tiny portion of doctors accounts for a large portion of Medicare spending. 1% of the providers generate 14% of the Medicare bills. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on this new data resource.
Imagine you had access to your doctor's vital statistics, how much they charge Medicare for a certain procedure, kind of like statistics on baseball players. Jean Mitchell teaches public policy at Georgetown. She says for many doctors,
their patients will be quite surprised to see how much money they're making and the volume of procedures that they perform.
Mitchell also says the new data could spotlight conflicts of interest, like when a doctor who owns an MRI machine orders lots of MRIs. But doctors worry the new information will be taken out of context. Reed Blackwelder is president of the American Academy of Family Physicians. More than a third of his patients are covered by Medicare, and he says they need a lot of tests.
60% of all Medicare patients actually have three or more medical conditions. Our patients are extremely complex.
In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.